Mr. David Roof. He is a singer in the Bach Choir. He is a blogger about the Bach Choir, and we're going to be talking in the next during this next hour about the pair of concerts, the Christmas concerts, Benjamin Britten's St. Nicholas and Bach's Magnificat. David, welcome to WDIY.
Thanks, Wally. Always great to be here.
Yeah, glad you're here. Well, it is a tradition. Tell me a little bit. Do you know the background? How far back do these Christmas concerts go for the Bach Choir?
I think they were actually an innovation of our conductor, Greg Pfumpfgeld, early on in his tenure, so probably mid to late 80s.
Oh, okay. He celebrated only 30 years ago. Only 30 years ago.
There you go.
Yeah, when the Bach Choir just celebrated its
I think we had our 106th festival.
Yeah. So 106. So 30 is like poof, nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I used to visit a woman. She was 102. She lived in a care facility, mm-hmm. and she'd always go out with the young ones, the 80-year-olds, you know.
So there were a few elderly parishioners at my church too that are like that as well.
They look at those 60-year-olds. Oh, there's kids, you know. But so for about 30 years then since Greg Pfumpfgeld, Christmas concerts, and fortunately this year they're both here in the Lehigh Valley for our crowd. Sometimes you guys sing around also down in.
We've done a few runouts to Elizabethtown, Harrisburg.
Bryn Mawr.
We used to sing at the Bach Festival of Philadelphia in Bryn Mawr, too.
Yeah. And so it's next weekend, and it really kicks off a wonderful festival kind of a time for our valley. Lots of great music and concerts going on.
Right.
Timely as well on next, what is it, Friday? Next Friday is... No, next Thursday is the 6th of December.
The Feast of St. Nicholas.
Is the Feast of St. Nicholas. And so on the 7th and or the 8th and the 9th, you guys will be singing Britten's St. Nicholas. Tell me a little bit about this piece of music.
Right. It is a wonderful, wonderful piece. Like the superlatives about E.M. Forster was at the premiere in 1948, and he said, it was one of those triumphs outside the rules of art which only the great artist can achieve.
You agree, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this piece, it's really hard to describe in one sense. It's so completely delightful, but I think if people are just expecting to sort of have a happy-go-lucky little Christmas experience with Britten St. Nicholas, they're going to be missing a large part of it. And the life of Nicholas, as you know, had no small measure of strife, and Britten sort of recreates all of that in just a wonderful, wonderful way. It was written in 1948, so Britten already had like a very assured compositional voice, but he uses every possible influence to bring about the story of Nicholas. So you'll hear sort of like a Tchaikovsky style balletic waltz at one point. And then some sea shanties, and then there's a sort of neo-Bachian fugue in the middle there, and he throws the Nunc Dimittis in during the scene when Nicholas is dying, and it's just so... There must have been such a sparkle in his eye when he composed this music.
I can tell. You're sparkling, David.
Right. It's just... The first time I sang it was in college, and I was singing at a church in Princeton, New Jersey, and... The audience, at the conclusion of it, the audience sings two chorales or hymns with us during the course of this piece. And at the end of it, the audience was standing and singing, and they like just burst into rapturous applause. And they look sort of ecstatic and bewildered at the same time. I don't think you can expect the music to have the impact that it does going in, but then you're just so surprised afterwards.
Well, great. Well, why don't we listen to just a little bit of this and help our listeners get a taste of what they might be hearing in these concerts. So where do you want to start here?
Let's start with The Birth of Nicholas. Britten's librettist, Eric Crozier, was a co-founder with him of the Aldeburgh Festival and just a really smart, smart man. He was an opera director in addition to being a poet. And he writes about the birth of Nicholas. He writes, Nicholas was born in answer to prayer, and leaping from his mother's womb, he cried. And then at this point, Britten scores the part specifically for a little boy to sing God Be Glorified. And then this continues along, swaddling bands and crimp awaited him there, but Nicholas clapped both his hands and cried, God Be Glorified. When he went to church at Christmastide, he climbed up to the font to be baptized. God be glorified. And it's just really, really whimsical. And then there's sort of a little joke at the end when he talks about Nicholas grew in innocence and pride. His glory spread a rainbow round the countryside. Nicholas will be a saint, the neighbors cried. And then Britton sort of does a little musical joke, which your listeners should now listen for, I think.
All right. This is the music of Benjamin Britten, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, along with the
Corydon singers.
Corydon, thank you very much, singers, under the direction of Matthew Best. This is The Birth of Nicholas from the cantata St. Nicholas, Opus 42, right here on WDIY Classics. God be glorified. That's the music of Benjamin Britten for a Friday morning right here on WDIY Classics. That was The Birth of Nicholas from the cantata St. Nicholas. It's the Opus 42 of Benjamin Britten, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra along with the Corydon singers. That was a beautiful piece of music, and if you enjoyed that little taste, you can hear that coming up next weekend, either in Allentown or Bethlehem. It's a pair of concerts. You can be delighted by the Bach Choir Bethlehem's presentation of Britten's St. Nicholas, and also the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, his Magnificat. Saturday, December 8th at 8 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church of Allentown. Sunday, December 9th, 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church of Bethlehem. More information is at their website, bach.org. Right now, that's probably the best way to get tickets. If you'd like to attend these concerts, just go to their website, bach.org, and everything you need is right there. My name is Waldemar Vanofskis. I'm the host for this Friday edition of WDIY Classics. With me is David Roof. He's a member of the Bach Choir Bethlehem. He's also blogs at bach.org. Is that where you blog? What's the official?
I blog there. I'm also a member of the Board of Managers and the chair of the Marketing Committee.
There you go.
I wear a few hats.
A few hats and active promoting on Facebook. Do you tweet too?
I didn't tweet. No
tweeting the Bach Choir. But that's coming, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm sure. As soon as I heard this piece of music, the first thing that rushed into my head was the Ceremony of Carols. It has that same sort of almost choir sound, that same sort of arrangement, sort of the young voices.
Right, and that's one of the cool features of this concert, actually, is that we're going to be joined by the Bel Canto Children's Chorus under their estimable director, Joy Hirakawa. They're just a really, really wonderful children's choir, and they're up to the task, which is formidable. The Britain, most of the English composers didn't really give kids a break on the difficulty of their music, and so some of the stuff they'll be singing is really, really challenging, but, you know, they're really more than up to the task, so it'll be really fun to listen to them join us for those performances. They'll actually be in the rear gallery of both churches. We'll be in the front with an orchestra of strings, piano, and a large, large battery of percussion.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's going to be neat.
Good. So, first time for the Bach Choir to sing this piece.
Right. I think Greg conducted with his church choir a while ago, and he's always loved the piece and always waited for the sort of right moment to do it. And Benjamin Butterfield, who is our tenor, apparently has been agitating for a few years. He would really, really like to do it as well. So decided that this would be the year. And it's I think it's the audience is going to be blown away by this piece.
Benjamin Butterfield, who are the other soloists?
I think Barbara Hollinshead from the D.C. area, Leslie Johnson, who is actually the daughter of one of our singers, who has had a really great career in opera. She's from down in Philly, and I'm not sure who the baritone is. I think it's Josh Copeland. I'm looking beyond Wally right now at the picture of the people who are singing.
Oh, it is Josh.
It's Josh Copeland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who has a master's from Yale's music school and just was born to sing Bach. Just an amazing, amazing baritone.
Wonderful. All right, and so that's the beginning. That'll be the opening of the concert, and mm-hmm. then also, well, you want to listen a little more?
Yeah, can we listen a little further? One more movement, and yeah. I'm going to become a complete music geek as
okay,
I explain
tell me
this
it.
Movement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fourth movement talks about Nicholas's journey to Palestine on a ship, and they all sort of thought, all of the sailors on the ship with Nicholas thought, well, this is going to be an easy journey. And, of course, Nicholas begins to worry about a storm and a tempest arises. And Nicholas sets this as a sea shanty over some really dark piano and percussion music. And it's very amusing to hear the men of the Bach Choir singing a sea shanty. We've really, really enjoyed learning this. But I think one of the challenges of writing a cantata that isn't staged is that you have to evoke as much as possible these scenes in the imagination of the listeners. And that is something that Britten does, I think, nearly without peer in the 21st or the 20th century. So as the tempest arises, as the storm arises, the singers become sort of more and more panicked, and you'll hear they're crying to one another, and it's really, really tricky to sing, but we're really throwing ourselves into it. And so we have this sort of sea shanty thing, and then there are little interpolations from the children's choir in the rear gallery. And then there's this pivotal moment towards the end of the movement where, accompanied just by sort of a droning timpani, it sounds like thunder in the distance, Nicholas waits for all of the singers and all of the sailors to sort of pray to God. For their safety. And so he then offers this very, very beautiful prayer to which the men sing a very sort of hushed and humbled amen. And then the sky is clear. And when the sky is clear, I can't overstate how cool I think the very ending of this piece is. You hear these sort of twinkling piano parts that I think are meant to represent the stars in the now clear skies. And then unison strings sort of play in octaves. And Britten takes the sea shanty melody, which had been in minor key, I think sort of a slightly gussied up Gilligan's Island kind of thing, and then changes it to major. And the tenor soloist sings these words. And I want to share them because I think they're so powerful. The wind and waves lay down to rest. The sky was clear and calm. The ship sailed onward without harm, and all creation sang a psalm of loving thankfulness. Beneath the stars, the sailors slept, exhausted by their fear, while I knelt down for love of God on high and saw his angel smile down at me and wept. And when the tenor sings the words "and wept," I think it's one of the great moments of music in the 20th century. And it's in this obscure little cantata by Benjamin Britten. It is so powerful.
That is, you're choking up already. That's great. Well, why don't we just get a taste of this so our listeners can anticipate the concerts next weekend. Again, the Bach Choir of Bethlehem will be singing these both at First Presbyterian in Allentown on Saturday, First Presbyterian in Bethlehem on Sunday, the 8th and 9th of December. More information is at bach.org. This is music celebrating Nicholas of Myra, whose date we celebrate on the 6th of December. And this is composed by Benjamin Britten. This is St. Nicholas Cantata, his Opus 42, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, along with the Chordon Singers, under the direction of Matthew Best, right here on WDIY Classics.
Thank you. creation sang a song of loving thankfulness. Beneath the stars the sailors slept, exhausted by their fear, while I knelt down for love of God on high, and saw his angels in the sky spread out at me.
That's the music of Benjamin Britten for a Friday morning right here on WDIY Classics. That was The Journey to Palestine from the cantata St. Nicholas, composed by Benjamin Britten, Anthony Rolfe Johnson, the tenor, along with the Corydon Singers, the English Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Matthew Best. My name is Waldemar Vanofskis, and I'm your host for this Friday edition of WDIY Classics. You're listening to WDIY Allentown, where listener-supported community public radio. And we are previewing music that's coming up in a pair of concerts this weekend or next weekend in both Allentown and Bethlehem. The Bach Choir of Bethlehem is presenting concerts on Saturday, December 8th at 8 o'clock, Sunday, December 9th at 4 p.m., the Saturday concert at First Presbyterian Church of Allentown. That's at Cedarcrest and Tillman. And then the Sunday concert on the 9th is at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church of Bethlehem there on Center Street. The soloists include Benjamin Butterfield as the tenor, who will be singing the St. Nicholas, along with Leslie Johnson, the soprano, Barbara Hollingshead, mezzo-soprano, Joshua Copeland is the bass. Joining the Bach Choir is the Bel Canto Children's Chorus of Red Hill, Pennsylvania, under the direction of Joy Andra Hirakawa, and the whole concert under the baton of Greg Funfgeld, the director, music director of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem. More information and tickets are at bach.org. With me in the studio this morning is David Roof, a member of the choir, a member of the board of directors, a social media guy, marketing guy for the Bach Choir. Also himself a great musician, wonderful musician and performer. So we're glad you're with us. That was stirring.
Isn't that something else?
That is something else. I had just this kind of deep thought here as I was listening to that. There was a great prayer in that as they're, you know, in this storm and so on. There's this prayer. It says, "Tame our stubborn hearts. Teach us to ask for less and offer more in gratitude to thee." And isn't that really what the story of St. Nicholas is about, why we remember him, not only because he was the bishop of Myra, but because the story that we associate during this holiday time is the story of these young girls who are in poverty, and he gives them a dowry. Basically, the story is he throws these three bags of gold through the window, and it's this selfless gift that he sees them in need and offers himself of himself to them.
Oh, absolutely. And his life is full of similar acts of generosity. And the one miracle that's attributed to him, which is covered by Britten in a very charming, charming way, the story of the pickled boys. One of the legends of St. Nicholas is that a local butcher had actually, during a time of famine, he had killed three boys and pickled them. And so we actually sing this wonderful movement about that, and Britten captures the sort of desperation of the hordes of people, and then St. Nicholas steps in and stops and raises them back to life. And I have this great quote from an English critic, Michael White, who holds the honor of – someone said somewhere that he was the least boring classical music critic in England. But he talks about he's typically gruff, jaded, and cynical. And he writes, I don't regard myself as more than averagely sentimental, and there isn't too much music that reduces me to tears. But a moment in Britain, St. Nicholas does it with press-button certainty, when the pickled boys come back to life and sing their alleluias. And as usual, it had me passing off my snuffles as a cold last night at Smith Square, where he heard the piece performed.
Nice.
And the whole life of Nicholas is sort of is a testimony to selfless love and generosity.
Yeah, I was thinking as I was listening to this whole shipwreck story, you know, you do see these sort of these reflections as in the lives of all the saints of, right. of their Lord himself, you know, and you kind of get a glimpse of Jesus calming the wind and the waves. You get a glimpse right. of St. Paul shipwrecked in the book of Acts. And so all these moments in scripture sort of come out reflected in the lives of
the
saints. Oh,
sure. And I think these moments of consonance are also like well known by Britain. So his music has a real universality to it, I think, despite, you know, being a composer of classical music working mostly in the 20th century in England.
Great. All right. David Roof, we're talking about the pair of concerts coming up. The beautiful website says, "Be delighted." It's just delightful. I'm delighted already. And maybe that's a great segue from the saints whose lives are a reflection of the light to the light himself. And it's interesting that oftentimes in our culture, the festival of Saint Nicholas is conflated with Christmas. Okay.
Right.
And that many of the traditions, like hanging your stockings or putting your shoes by the front door and having them filled, those are actually correspond to the December 6th holiday, but we celebrate them on the 24th, on Christmas Eve usually.
Right, right.
But the festival itself on December 25th is the Christ Mass,
right.
celebrating the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. And that's sort of the second part of your concert, the Magnificat.
Right.
With the Song of Mary.
Exactly. In Luke's gospel account of the incarnational narrative, Mary goes to visit her sister Elizabeth, and then they greet each other with love. And Mary then bursts into this sort of rhapsodic song of praise. And, as I said, when Britain wrote St. Nicholas, he must have had a sparkle in his eye. It's the same, I think, is absolutely true of the Magnificat, which is actually, for Bach's Latin works, kind of compact. There isn't a movement that's over like a couple of minutes long, and he takes each line of text and throws everything in his compositional CV at it. He wrote it originally in 1723 in E-flat, and it had these interesting interpolations of Christmas texts, both in Latin and German. And then in 1733, as often is the case with his music, he tweaked it, dropped it down to D major, probably out of mercy for his poor trumpet players who were playing valveless natural trumpets, you know, and repeated high Ds and dropped the little interpolations. And I love the interpolations, and I love listening to the E-flat version of it, but the D major, the later version, as a piece of music itself, just I think stands just a little bit better because it's not diluted at all by those additional texts. And so the real the keen beauty of Mary's Song of Praise is really, really brought out in the D major, I think.
Yeah. Now, this is a great piece of music, and the Bach Choir Bethlehem has a new, maybe not so new anymore, new recording contract with the Analecta label. That's out of Canada, right?
Out of Canada, yeah.
And I think this was the first recording out of that. Was that correct?
Right. We've done three so far. We did this, then it was either the following year or the year after that, we did our Songs of Hope recording, which has some Britain on it. We did Rejoice in the Lamb, but also the Bernstein Chichester Psalms box, Motet Singet dem Herrn, and then a piece that was commissioned for us by Stephen Paulus, A Dream of Time. And then just 2 years ago, we did the St. John Passion, and it's been a really, really great relationship. They do a wonderful job of promoting us. We're being heard on radio stations all across the country. And
that's awesome. Yeah, and so the compact disc that has this is just simply called the Bach Choir Bethlehem, and it says Bach Magnificat and BWV 243 and the Cantata BWV 191, along with Vivaldi's Gloria on this
right.
recording. And I'm sure you can go to Bach.org and find this. You can go
right.
to Analecta.com and find this.
Yeah,
and probably
it's on iTunes.
Amazon and all those.
We prefer you buy it, and it sounds better if you buy it from us on CD. So
that's right. So bach.org, everything you need there at the website, if at all possible. So tell me a little bit, this is basically a staple for the Bach Choir. This is a...
Yeah, I think I've sung it with them 4 or 5 times since I joined the choir in 2001. Mm-hmm. We did it at the festival. We did it the Christmas concert the first year I joined the choir. It's so neat the way it's part of our repertoire now, and we revisit it every couple of years, and the first rehearsal is always a little daunting because you have to clear the cobwebs out, and then you sort of remember the fierce imagination that drives the composition of this piece, and it's tricky to sing, but it's also really, really rewarding to sing. So once you've mastered your part, it's going to be a part of your life.
Good. You said you were going to be a music geek a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I just sat here and thought, well, what else would you be?
Exactly. I'm afraid there's not much choice in the matter for me. So.
What I appreciate about both these pieces of music is, and I'm reminded of this, as soon as the clock hit Thanksgiving, you know, the airwaves around me, the ambient noise in my life is all of this sort of Christmas music. And,
right.
And some of it is schlocky, and some of it is, you know, it is nostalgic. You know, when people play this music because it has some sort of nostalgic association, you know.
Right.
But even glorious pieces, sometimes I really have to work hard even to listen to something like Handel's Messiah and appreciate it for what it is.
Exactly.
Because it's been used and abused, misused, overused so many times. And so there is something really beautiful there, but sometimes you have to really work to hear it because of all the noise that surrounds
it.
The associations.
We're talking to a church musician, so I know how you feel about Christmas. So.
And so what I appreciate both about Benjamin Britten, both his Ceremony of Carols and now the St. Nicholas, which is something new to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not as familiar with that. And even Bach's Magnificat are really deep and thoughtful Christmas music without sort of the cultural baggage that you might have with some of these other pieces of music. So it's a really beautiful thing.
And I think the Magnificat is like such a perfect piece for Advent too. If you're sort of keeping Advent, which is, you know, happens less and less in our world now. It's rhapsodic, as I said before. It's this just overflowing hymn of praise, but it also remains in its sort of pre-incarnational narrative that Mary sort of remembers all of the ways that God has blessed Israel and the world in which she lived. And it's actually like an interesting piece of early church history. I mean, the way she looks at God's relationship with the Jewish people, for example. And, you know, to think that a 14-year-old might have had any of these thoughts is really amazing to me.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. We're going to listen to just a little bit of the Magnificat here in a minute. But before we go to the music and wrap up, I just want to talk about some other things that the Bach Choir is doing. You've been doing these Tuesday at noon concerts and just a smashing success.
Bach at Noon, I think we just had our...
In November, just a couple of weeks ago, right before
Thanksgiving. Yeah, our last one. I was thinking, what number are we at now?
3.
I think we just finished 60, though, for the whole series. So you can come to Central Moravian on the second Tuesday of most months, September through May. We don't do the concerts in December, and we don't do them in May itself, but all the other months. So the next one will be the second Tuesday in January. We're doing the Vivaldi Gloria, actually, which is going to be really neat. And this ties nicely into another facet of the Bach Choir's work, is our work with young singers. So the soloists for the Vivaldi Gloria, with the exception of my wife, who is joining one of my choir members, who's a choral scholar this year, they will all be Bach Choir choral scholars who are high school seniors who auditioned to sing with the group for the year. So they get to have this sort of mountaintop choral experience the senior year of high school. So that will be really sort of fun and interesting to hear these young voices singing Vivaldi. We've received 2 NEA grants, National Endowment of the Art grants, for our work with children in educational outreach. We're going to have a family concert in the spring that will feature the work of, I believe it's 2 composers, one who is high school level and one who is college level. And then everything we sing in that program will be written by composers who were under the age of 25. And the family concert is a wonderful entry-level Bach choir experience, not just for children, but for children of all ages. It's totally worth going to see. And we also just received a major award from the J.S. Bach Foundation in Basel, Switzerland, honor of our educational outreach efforts. So they're going to have a benefit concert in Switzerland soon after Christmas, and then we get the proceeds of that. So it's been going really well.
And do you get to go, like, maybe?
Oh, I wish. Bridget, our executive director, Bridget George, who is just absolutely wonderful, she's going to be there to receive the award and enjoy the concert. I think they're doing some of the Christmas oratorio and some other good stuff.
Awesome. That'll be wonderful. All right. The concerts feature Benjamin Britten's St. Nicholas, Johann Sebastian Bach's Magnificat. They will be next weekend, Saturday, December 8th at 8 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church of Allentown, Sunday, December 9th at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in Bethlehem. All the information about the concerts is at bach.org. You can get tickets there. Otherwise, you can call their box office, 610-866-4382, for more information. David Roof, it's always a joy to have you here.
Thank you.
And best wishes on the concerts next weekend. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, and you too, Ollie.
All right. From the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, this is their 2009 recording on the Analecta label, the Magnificat of Bach. It's BWV listing 243. The soloists on this recording include Julia Doyle, the soprano, Rosa Lamoureux, soprano, also Daniel Taylor, countertenor, Benjamin Butterfield, tenor, Daniel Lichty is the bass baritone, and it features the Bach Choir Bethlehem along with the Bach Festival Orchestra under the direction of Greg Fumfgeld, the Magnificat of Johann Sebastian Bach, right here on WDIY Classics.